Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
When is it appropriate to move on after somebody has died? Or is it ever appropriate to move on after someone has died? Now, we have received an email from a listener, Natalie, and I want you to have a listen to what she says and have a little bit of a think about it. Hi, Niall. My father sadly passed away 5 months ago. He'd been sick for a little while, but it still caught us by surprise. He was only 45 years of age. My parents had me when they were quite young, but they had been together for almost 22 years. My mum was understandably heartbroken at the time. She had lost her partner and her soulmate and the love of her life. She took some time off work after it had happened, but she has been doing a lot better recently. She's back at work, back meeting up with friends, and going to her book club. I'm so proud to see how far she's come. I was in the kitchen with my brother the other day and she came into us. She was dressed very nicely, way nicer than I've seen her in for a while. I asked her if she had any special plans and she mentioned she was going on a date. She didn't even wait until I said anything and just left. Myself and my brother were shocked, horrified, to say the least. We didn't know what to say. My brother actually started crying. She got home after a few hours and my brother and I waited for her in the sitting room. She could see by the look on our faces that we were clearly quite upset. I lost it. So I asked her, how could she do that? Our dad only just died and she's out gallivanting with other men after just 5 months. She broke down and said she felt so lonely and the last few months have been really hard. She just wanted to be with somebody and have some company and somebody who cared about her. At this point, I just stormed out. It's been a few weeks now and we've barely spoken. I can't even look at her, to be honest with you. It makes me sick. How could she do this to our dad? It's just so selfish. Does she not care at all? What do you think? Am I being selfish? Is this too soon to move on? I know my dad would have wanted her to, but this just feels so early. Everything is just moving so fast. It's like he's been forgotten about. What should I say? And what should I do? Thanks, Natalie. Well, thanks for your email, Natalie. It's an interesting one. It's a tough situation to be dealing with. And I'd like to know what people think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. 5 months. As some people would say, he's not even cold in the grave. I've never... You're cold in the grave after a couple of hours, could I just point out, by the way. Once the old rigor mortis sets in, that's the end of the heat. Let me go to Angela. Angela, hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm all right, Angela. I mean, Angela, the fact that 5 months after the father died from a reasonably short illness, so they were taken by surprise that he died, and the mother was shocked, obviously, and heartbroken and all that kind of stuff. She's back out dating again. Is that disrespectful?
No, I don't think it is. To be honest, she knows how she feels. And obviously they're going to be listening in, and I'd say to the daughter, sit down there and question yourself and say, do you honestly think that your mother has forgotten your father? After do you not think that?
But if she's hopping into bed with somebody else, he couldn't have meant a huge amount to her, could he?
She went out for a couple of hours. It doesn't mean she hopped into bed with anyone, right?
I'm just saying.
But the thing is, she wakes up in the morning lonely, thinking about her husband. She's lonely. She wanted a bit of company.
Well, if she's thinking about her husband, why is she going on Tinder or whatever the hell she's doing to pick up these people? I don't know where she's finding the dates. I don't know.
But you see, there you go straight away. You're like, she must be online dating. How do you know she didn't meet someone in work? How do you know she didn't meet someone? Or this could just be a friend that she's going on a date with. You know, I think a lot of the times we're too quick to judge.
But the very fact that she just said to her two kids, no warning, no nothing, I'm going on a date. Didn't use the words, oh, I'm just going out for dinner with some friends. That would have been just so much easier to say. But I'm going on a date. That says something. That's romance. That's looking for romance, isn't it?
No, I think
it is, Angela.
No, Niall, what it is she's been honest with her kids. She's been honest with them. Was she meant to say I was going out for dinner, you know, with friends, and then to find out that it wasn't, and then you turn around and go, why were you lying to us? She's been honest with her kids. And the two of them sitting up waiting for her when she came home.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, guys. You could have turned around the following day.
Yeah, but it's their father. It's their father that died.
It's their father. And
of course they're upset.
You're upset, but upset to the point where you're going to completely ruin your relationship with your mother over it. As they said, I'm sure Dad would have wanted her to be happy. Yeah, maybe they've always had that discussion. I know loads of people who would have that discussion. You know, that if anything ever happened, I would like you to be happy again. You know, that doesn't
how can
mean
you be,
that you...
But how could you be happy again when your partner dies? Your soulmate, the person... If you deeply love somebody and they're your soulmate, they're the one and only, they're the one that you've met, the one that you're truly in love with, how could you be happy again? You can't just replace somebody. It's not a puppy.
You can't. Exactly. You can't replace someone. But does that mean that you can't go out for dinner with someone? Does that mean that you can't go for a drink with someone?
Hold on. You can go out for drinks with your friends or with people that you meet in work or whatever. That's all fine. Go for dinner if that's what you want to do to entertain yourself, and that's perfectly fine. But to use the word date infers that you're actively seeking romance.
Went on a date.
But I'm just telling you what the word date infers. That's just what it infers. You're actively seeking romance.
Yeah, but she's actively seeking company because she's lonely. You know, I mean,
she has her needs. Is that what you're telling me?
What?
She has her needs.
I'm not even saying needs. Like, let's say yourself and myself, we're separated, right? We know what it's like to be lonely after that, you know, because when you separate from someone.
Maybe you were different to me, but I wasn't lonely per se, because I was just unhappy that the family unit was broken up. I don't want to go into too much detail before guys get myself into trouble. But I don't want that for you.
You know what I mean?
So what I'm saying to you is, I don't think there was an element of loneliness. I didn't actively seek to go out and find somebody. I just happened to meet Karen, and she just happened to be an amazing person. You know what I mean?
Well, how do you not know that she hasn't done the same
thing? Yeah, but that wasn't a death. That's not the same thing. You know what I mean? Okay, when somebody dies, you don't want them to go. If you go through a separation divorce, maybe you're kind of happier to see them gone. What I'm saying to you is that's not the same thing.
Saying.
Yeah.
What they say is that it's easier if someone dies rather than go through a separation.
It's a different thing altogether. That's a different thing altogether. When you go through a separation, generally, the two people in the separation don't like each other anymore. So that's not a big deal. You know what I mean? They don't like each other. I mean, she's supposed to have loved this man. They were in their late 40s. She was supposed to have loved him. You know what I mean? He was her soulmate. He was everything. She was brokenhearted when he died. Obviously not that brokenhearted.
How long do you wait now? How long do you wait? Put a time on it.
Well, for me, I don't think I'd ever want to be with anybody else.
You can't say that until you're in it.
No.
Can't say it until you're in it. And who's not to say that this guy might be a new soulmate for her, that the kids might get on fantastically with in the future, and that mum might be happy again, knowing that Dad is happy, that she's happy. You know, like, who are we to tell anyone when to be happy, when to put a timeline on it?
It's not about telling somebody how to live their life, and I understand the point you're making, but it's about having respect for your children as well, isn't it? And your family, and yourself. I remember years ago, there was a woman across the road from us. It was actually, there was a real stigma attached to this years ago. And there was a woman across the road and her husband died. And she would have been in her 50s, right? And her husband died. And it was very unusual in those days when we were kids and somebody died, like, right? And within a couple of months, it seemed like only a couple of months, there was a man coming in and out of the house. And I remember my mother saying, Jesus Christ, would you look, a man to the door already. And Mr. X is only not even cold in the grave. And all the neighbours were talking about her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's about respect for yourself, too, and respect for your family. And she had kids, that woman that I'm referring to. She had kids. Some of them were grown up and some of them were a little bit younger. How do they feel? Their dad's dead and all of a sudden their ma's lamping somebody out of it 3 months later. You know what I mean?
Well, what age are these kids? Old enough to ride into the show.
Well, 22. My parents had me when they were quite young, but they've been together for almost 22 years. So I'm assuming 22 years. She's probably in her 20s. Yeah.
So,
and the brother's a bit younger.
So the mother is in her 40s.
Yeah, her late 40s, yeah. Yeah.
Her late 40s. Mm. It's not like she's 70 or 80 going around. Do you know what I mean? She's still a young woman. She's lonely.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Brian, hi, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
She's lonely, according to Angela, Brian.
Look, it's a toughie, but I can only speak for how I'd be. I mean, I just put my cat in the ground about a year ago, and I still can't bring myself to bring it in.
To buying a new cat. Yeah, not quite the same thing, in fairness. But I don't. But I do understand. I do understand what it's like to lose a pet. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, I'm listening to a conversation there, and I just got this in my head. It's like it's like a Wayne's kid. It's like, how much love was there would amount to the same amount of grief. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which would amount to time. And it's a very clinical way to think about it, but that's just me. I don't know. If I lost my current partner, I would.
You say that like you've had a few. My current partner. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I have. Yeah. And I know, you know.
Are you together long, Brian? Are you together long?
For about 11, 12 years.
Okay, that's a decent time. Yeah.
Well, I've gone through other relationships. Some I got over very quickly.
Yeah, some of you were glad to get rid of. Yeah, of course.
So I understand that grief process. And, you know, a lot of men would go out and look for the bed someone else, but I'd always stay in my room. I understand that grief. It's grief. And just with your previous conversation, I'm thinking...
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong, Brian. I don't, when you say you'd stay in your room, I wouldn't like to see somebody turn into a hermit either.
Well, not that.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Go out and have lunch with friends and stuff.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't be locked in, but I wouldn't go looking.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be actively seeking romance.
God, no. No. I'm still in the grieving process.
Of course. But yeah. Angela's okay with her, you know, just straight out and hopping into bed with somebody else after 5 months.
Stop it now, Niall.
You're a bit harsh now, Niall, to be honest with you.
Well, she's going on a date.
But some people react in different ways. I mean, this woman is grieving and she's acting on her grief in a different way. She's probably, as your caller there said, she's lonely. Maybe she's lonely. She misses that. Even the act of getting out, maybe having a meal with someone. Everyone's different. Everyone's mind works different.
Well, then why didn't she just say, I'm going out for dinner with a friend? Why did she use the word date?
Because it's a lie.
No, it wouldn't. Angela, if she's not seeking to hop into bed with somebody or looking for a sexual relationship or whatever it is, she could have just said, I'm going out for dinner with a friend.
I could go out on a date tomorrow. It doesn't mean I'm going to stag him.
No, I'm not saying you are. But sometimes that's the end result.
What you're implying with her. Well, I'm going on a date. It doesn't mean I'm going to shag him.
Yeah, it could be the end result.
He went on a date. And it was obviously a first date because they said they hadn't seen her like that. Oh, my God. So, you know, she got dressed.
All dolled up, yeah. All dolled up.
Well, what's she meant to do? Wear a tracksuit? She was going for dinner.
I'm just saying.
You know. And she arrived home on her own unless she snuck him in the window. What's wrong with going on a date? What's wrong with going for dinner?
Nothing. 5 months later, what does seem a little bit too soon, doesn't it?
No. You can't put a time in it. Like, as you said,
Brian, you think it's too soon, don't you?
Well, look, that's just me. I mean, I can't speak for other people, you know. It's a very, very personal thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, everyone's mind works in different ways. This woman might have no intentions of even being with this man in the future. You know? She just feels empty and needs to fill a hole. You know?
Yeah.
Or maybe just the other side of it. Maybe, you know, she was waiting for a break. But, you know, you just don't know.
Yeah, but, like, but if anything happened to your partner, God forbid, and I hope it doesn't, you wouldn't be on Tinder a couple of months later, you know. swiping left and right. You know what I mean?
It'd take me a lot of years.
Did she meet him on Tinder?
I don't know. I'm just assuming she made him. Wait, that's exactly. But that's what people do
you're
nowadays.
Assuming. You're not assuming. At
that age. Not, what do you mean, not at that age, Brian?
I don't know what age. She's
in her late 40s, but that's probably the most popular age for people on Tinder, I imagine. I don't know, but I assume so. I don't know what kind of the age group on Tinder. Angela, what's the age? You know all about those dating apps. What's the average age of people on Tinder?
The age on Tinder could be anything, to be honest, because they're all just fucking idiots on it anyway. That's why I doubt she's on Tinder. Right. I can tell you that. Tinder's a hookup site.
Oh, is it? I thought Tinder was the better of them all. No.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, okay.
God, no.
I'm glad I've never had to use a dating app in my life.
Oh, no. We'll do a topic on that some night.
Okay, according to AJ, she just told me the average age is 26 on Tinder. Oh, there you go. I thought it was a bit
That's
older.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it sounds bullshit to me, actually. Sounds like they might be saying they're 26.
You're either desperately seeking...
I'm trying to lip read what AJ is saying, actually. I think she was saying it to you, Angela, because you...
Oh.
Yeah.
Is she saying it to me? No, it's not AJ. Jesus Christ. You're a pack of weirdos on that. come here, the stories. We definitely have to do... AJ, we'll do a topic on that some night, my God, and get everyone to write in their stories.
Okay, but so anyway, getting back to this one, stay there a second. Nora, hi.
Yeah, no, I'm just listening there now, and I have to say, I think that woman is entitled to go out on a date.
Oh, entitled, that's a big word, entitled.
Yeah, okay. She is actually, yeah. We don't know how long her husband was sick for. She may have nursed him greatly and showed all the love she could.
It does say he was sick for a short period of time, so it wasn't too long, thankfully.
Okay, short, yeah. Okay, but that's... But even at that, she's grieving a companionship. And I think she's seeking a companion now. And I don't believe that woman is wanting to hop into bed. That's my opinion of it. And a date can be a lunch, a coffee, a dinner. That's maybe...
Yeah, but the fact when you use the word date, you're implying something. If you just say,
agree.
I'm going... No,
I don't agree. No,
I don't know. I know, Nora. If you're going out for coffee or dinner with somebody, you just say, oh, I'm going out for coffee or dinner with a friend. That's fine. But if you say, I'm going for a date, that's an implication that you're looking for something romantic from it.
Well, maybe I'm too old. In my day, you go out for a date, it didn't mean you wanted really anything romantic. It was something that was a companion, and you might have felt there was a connection from an intellectual point of view. Mm. It doesn't all have to be sex. This could be intellectual. That woman is grieving. And secondly, sometimes, and you mentioned that, you know, separation, that both parties are of the same opinion. That's not the case. I'm separated. I didn't want to be separated. I'm grieving my husband deeply.
Okay.
And it's worse than any death, I can tell you. In fact, it would have been easier if he had died. And I don't mean that in a selfish way.
I know.
I'm grieving.
No, I understand. I understand the point you're making.
And what I could have had.
But that would be unusual. Most separations or divorces end up with people not speaking to each other. They don't like, they generally just don't like you. They fall out of love or don't like each other. Your situation.
We're not speaking.
Would be different.
I didn't fall out of love. Mm.
But yet now, 2 years on, I actually feel I'd like to meet someone just to go for lunch. Or just.
But that's different. I don't know why we're comparing separation to death.
No, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's only worse if one person didn't want it. And in most cases in separation, both people usually have had a row, somebody's cheated, whatever's happened in a separation.
Take the scenario, Niall, that one person did not, she wanted it, but in one way she didn't, but the deceit and the lies and everything were so much that the trust was gone, but yet her heart was broken. Now, I would prefer if the death would have been the finality, where there's no closure, if that person is still living, enjoying their lives. But yet, now I'm 2 years on, and I feel, I actually think, maybe I'd like to meet someone just to go for dinner, just for a conversation.
No, that's different. You deserve that. There's nothing disrespectful about that. You only went to a separation.
But why does this lady not deserve it?
Because the man is dead. He's dead.
That's irrelevant.
That's not irrelevant. Yes, Angela.
Niall, right. What you're not getting here is, when two people separate, and I know Nora is on the exact exact same wavelength as me.
Well, not me, I can tell you.
When two people separate, if one wanted the separation, my husband cheated on me, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand him, but I still loved him. I didn't want the separation. We had to separate because of what happened. That's why.
But it's the elephant in the room.
From him.
Yeah. It's the elephant in the room.
What's the elephant? What's the elephant in the room?
That this person has an affair. It'll always be the elephant in the room. No matter what you, you try to park it in your brain, it's the elephant in the room for whoever,
and
whether it be the man,
the
woman.
You've so much to deal. Just because he cheated on me doesn't mean I
know listeners at home are screaming at the radio going, why are you comparing separation to death? And I understand, Nora. No, just give me a second. I understand in your situation, it was like grief because you didn't want to be separated. You were truly still in love with the person that you were with. And Angela, you said the same thing. But that's not the case in most separations. In most separations, or in a lot of separations, people despise each other. They don't want to see each other again. You know, it's acrimonious. Mm. They end up in a divorce and taking each other to court and all sorts of mad shit. So that, you know, they won't have nothing to do with them.
In our case, we can't.
They'd rather die than see them.
Because you know what? In our case, we're mourning. We are grieving.
Yeah, I'm not mourning. I'm evening. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, but we are grieving our marriage. So that's
hold on. The only thing I grieved in a separation was the loss of the family unit, because obviously I had a vision of the future and, you know, and all that kind of thing. So that all just came tumbling down, right? But that's different. There's nothing I could do about that. I couldn't change that, okay? So here I am anyway, 8 years later, and almost nine, and I'm very happily married, deeply in love with my beautiful wife, and she's the most amazing person. And by the way, over the last 3 months, can I just say thank you to her? Because I've been extremely unwell, as you all know. I've been in and out of hospital and all sorts of things. And she has been by my side every minute. I couldn't live without that woman. I couldn't imagine life without her.
What would you say?
I wouldn't be going off 5 months later and hopping into bed with somebody, that's for sure.
Niall, you're jumping to conclusions. You're saying this woman is jumping into bed. We don't know that. That woman is grieving, and she has, she now feels she needs a companion. She might say in a month's time, "Oh my God, what did I do? Even going out for dinner?" I don't believe that when she said she has a date, that she meant she was going to be jumping into bed. And she, of course, she feels she wants a relationship. She wants to fill that void.
She came home on her own.
Do me a favour, both of you. Stay there for a second, okay? I want to bring Hannah into this conversation, but I've got to go to a very short break. Thank you very much indeed, Brian, by the way. And Brian mentioned, obviously, somebody's given out to me and says, "But Niall, you didn't sympathise with Brian about his cat." I did. I had a cat died Valentine's Day last year. And we only got a new cat there very recently, by the way. And he's mental. But he is an amazing cat. And we love him. So it does take time. You know, if a dog dies or a cat dies, you know, because you love them. You know, you love them as pets. But it is a different scenario. Someone just says, "Does not. I got divorced recently. I despise my wife." Okay, thank you for sharing that with us. Hannah, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Hannah, 5 months after the death of your husband, who you proclaimed to love, and you were heartbroken when he died, is it too soon to move on? Is that disrespectful to your kids?
Absolutely, way too soon. Like, listening to this, I'm like, unless deep down, she was absolutely miserable in her marriage that no one knew of. You know, she was like, "Oh, he's gone, fine." But like, if you loved your husband, and you know, like as I do mine, 5 months you're still grieving. You can't put a headstone on the grave till they're 12 months buried. You know, it's like 5 months is way too soon, in my opinion.
Yeah, you couldn't have. You know? I know what you're saying is you couldn't have loved him that much. Yeah.
No, I don't agree.
Unless there was hidden, you know, hidden things that she just wasn't happy with him. And then when he died, "I'm going to move on," whatever. But if they were a loving couple, 5 months, no way would I ever think of.
See, there is different types of love. I'll say this to Angela and Nora. So there are people who are married, say, 10, 20 years, whatever, right? And they're just like kind of roommates together. They're not truly in love. They love each other, but they're not truly in love. And they're just kind of roommates. But then there are people who are genuinely in love and idolize each other, and they would be devastated if the other one dies. And I think Hannah makes a good point. She couldn't have loved him that much if she's happy to go out dating after 5 months.
Niall, can you explain in love to me? What's in love to me? Explain that.
That feeling is different for everybody.
Love is like when every weekend you're walking, going places, holding hands, you know, where some, as Niall said, some relationships grow into friendships more than love, like, if that
yes.
makes sense.
No, I understand that.
But is your partner your soulmate that you're completely honest with and you tell them everything?
Yes.
That to me is love.
Yeah, you communicate, you tell the truth, you've honesty
absolutely.
Between you.
Even
if it's uncomfortable sometimes, the honesty, you have to have complete honesty.
I also think like if your soulmate passed away and you're going on a date 5 months later, he obviously wasn't that important to you. Not that he wasn't important. He's always going to be important. But a normal, loving, I can't live without this person relationship, you would not be willing to move on after 5 months. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Angela, what are you trying to say to Hannah there?
No, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that just because you go out for dinner with someone means that you loved him any less. I don't believe that at all.
I would agree with you. I would agree. Yeah, absolutely. It doesn't. It means her grief is so great that she's missing that companionship.
But and I think, has she not family or, you know, a date is a date. It's not, if she's missing companionship, there's other ways of going out, meeting friends and doing this.
Yeah.
Going out on a date.
Yeah, go out for drinks with your work friends, whatever,
How would you tell the family of the father, like the brothers and sisters of the father, she's moved on, she's gone on a date. How would they feel, you know?
Horrified, I imagine. Horrified.
Exactly, Niall.
Yeah, Angela and Nora, I never even thought of that. So the mother and father of this man, who are most likely still alive because he was a young man, 45, the mother and father, how would they feel if they knew their daughter-in-law was off out dating other men at 5 months after his after he was in the ground?
How do you not know that they're not going, we are so happy?
We are just so happy.
Well, you see, that's the thing, Niall.
They wouldn't
you
be
don't
happy.
Know.
Why would they be happy?
How do you know?
But I wouldn't stand in judgment of that woman at all. I would not stand in judgment at all.
I wouldn't pass any judgment on her. I'd let her do what she wants. It's her life. But I'm just telling you my opinion on it.
You basically called her a slut.
I agree with Hannah.
There's a year down the line and there's 5 months. There's a big difference. You know, like, give it time to settle with his parents, his brothers and sisters.
But Niall, you did judge her. You basically called her a slut on Twitter.
I never used that word. That's a horrendous word. I never used that word.
You just turned around and said she's on Tinder looking for the ride.
I didn't use the word ride either. I don't know where you're getting that from.
Well, have.
I said 5 months and she's jumping into bed with some fella. That's what I said to you.
That's the same thing. Looking for the ride is jumping into bed with someone.
Yeah, but you put the looking for the ride bit in. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you jumping into bed, isn't that good?
Well, no, all I said to you was the word date, you know, going out, like if she had said to the daughter and son, I'm just meeting a friend at work for dinner or we're having a bit of lunch or whatever, you know, oh, you look lovely, ma'am. That's great. Bye-bye. Have a great night. But the fact that she used the word date, there's an implication she's looking for romance. And
yeah,
I know Hannah agrees with me.
Possibly. Companionship, though, now. Companionship.
No, the word date implies romance.
Well, I must be very old-fashioned.
Would you prefer her to turn around and lie to the kids?
I don't want her to lie to the kids because I'd rather she didn't use the word date. I'd rather she didn't even have the feeling that she wanted a date. I have no problem for her going out for dinner or lunch with her friends or a colleague in work and all that on a friendship basis. That's fine. But when she uses the word date, she's implying she's looking for a relationship.
Exactly. Like date means date. Companionship means going to a coffee morning with people and... You know what I mean? There's other ways of a date is a date, and she's looking for her next romance.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Say it. Hannah was going to say she's looking for the ride.
No. You know what the thing is, right? Can I just say something? Do you know what the biggest difference in going out for dinner with your friends or coffee with your friends or with your family, and going out with a complete stranger is tilted head syndrome, where they all go, oh, how are you? How are you feeling now?
But there's other ways of...
Yeah, well, I tell you what, if I was a mate of the guy that died and I seen her after 5 months in a restaurant somewhere and I just happened to be there and with some other bloke, I'd be straight over to the table and I'd say, how are you doing, Angela? Mm. How's things? Sorry for your loss about your husband who only died there very recently.
Absolutely. Why?
Why
would you be saying that?
What?
Why would you be saying that 5 months later?
I would just be saying, I haven't seen you. Sorry for your loss. It's only been
That's
recent.
Fine. There's nothing wrong with saying this.
Yeah, sorry for your loss. I'd make sure he knows the date.
Husband, would you not have been at the funeral?
And I'd give her the impression that I wasn't approving of it.
Yeah.
Why? Mm. Your business.
You better think like you lose someone. They're not buried for a week, right? So take that week off these 5 months. You're looking at 4.5 months.
Oh, yeah. Never thought of that.
It's just not right. I'm sorry. Unless, as I said at the start, this woman was very unhappy in her marriage. Her daughter might not have known. And she's like, oh, I'm free now. You know, I'll move on. I'm not wasting any more time. But if it was someone that was really in love with someone, this is all I'm trying to say is, there is no way you'd move on that quickly.
And that's why the kids are so upset, Angela, because they obviously feel exactly what Hannah's saying. Mom couldn't have loved Dad that much if she's willing to move on so quick.
Well, maybe there were problems in the marriage.
Maybe there was. I don't know.
Too judgmental. Niall, the kids are jealous because they're two judgmental oafs that sit in the couch, won't get off their arses to go out and get their own dates. That's what it is.
You don't know.
I don't think they're jealous.
I think you don't know about her. I can judge. I can judge the kids. You're judging her. I can judge the kids.
Well, I think the children are more protective of the relationship their parents had and their memories. That's what they want to believe in.
Stay there for a second. Let me just bring Mike in before the break. Mike, hi. Hi.
The kids are still grieving. They're in the height of grieving.
They are. You're right. They are grieving.
Hello.
Yeah, Mike. Right. Mike, go ahead. Sorry.
I thought this was the country of saints and scholars. My God Almighty. Anyway, yes. You see, I think you're taking the ball wrong. You know, maybe he might have been an old boyfriend divorce. They might have been in item one time. And, you know, it's just...
Who, the guy she met for a date might be an old boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
How would it be, eh?
Because then, obviously, even during the marriage, she obviously had still an eye for him.
Jesus,
that's even worse, Mike. Now you're putting a slant on it now.
maybe she was having an affair.
Niall, you're outnumbered. You're outnumbered.
No, I'm not. No. Hang on. Let Mike finish.
Stall the ball. Stall the ball. No.
Stall the ball. Give me. You're talking about it all night. One second, and now it's not how you see it. It's the way that you see it. She said that she was going for the date. Maybe she was just going for that she was just going meeting a work colleague.
She was all dressed up, Mike, and she said she was going for a date. She's meeting a bloke.
Some women that are dressed up all the time now, like.
Mike, she's going on a date. You're not stupid. You know what a date means.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's going on a date with a bloke.
Mike, are you married?
I was married.
Yeah, no.
I'm in this...
Go ahead.
I separated there last September, something like that, right? But, and it was all over disrespect, like, just pure disrespect. There were never big arguments or something like that, and... You know, it's just something that happened at home and I couldn't wear it. I said, good night, Irene. Not a hope in hell. Not a hope in hell. And like the kids have tried to get involved to get back together and that. Not a hope in hell, right? No. But anyway, as you say, Niall, I don't think she was going for the shag that night, you know, in the daytime. Dead.
Well, maybe in the second date she might have. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, Niall. And the kids, what I said to the kids, get off your asses and get out and get
oh, Jesus, leave the kids alone.
But they're judging their mother.
They're
now.
Not judging. They're, no, they're not. They just feel that their mother has disrespected their dead father.
Absolutely.
If it was my mom and my dad, I mean, after the whole funeral and everything goes on and it's a week, 2 weeks, people are still calling to the house. If my mom was going on a date 3.5-4 months later, I'd be like, you're fucking kidding me, like.
Steady now, honey. You've gone from 5 months now back to 3.5 months.
No,
what difference does it make?
He's counting the days of the burial.
No, hold on, one at a time. Sorry, I know, I'm with Hannah. No, because Mike...
stop calling to the house.
Yeah.
And when people...
yeah.
Forget about the whole funeral. And, you know, you're
the and then the month's mind and mass and all that.
Exactly. Okay, and then my mother comes downstairs dressed up saying, I'm going on a date. I'd be like, have you lost the fucking plot? No, you're not. Like, I'm sorry. My dad.
No, you're not.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead, Mike. Respond to that quickly before I go to the break. Go on.
As I said, look, and they're inside in her, and they're all 20, 22-year-olds, telling get off their pot and get out and get out.
And why are you having a go at the kids when she's the one who's been disrespectful to the dead dad?
Absolutely. But what's she going to do now? Stay inside and mope and be depressed and maybe end up, you know?
No, I don't want to do that either. But I want to have a little bit of respect for the man who's only passed away. And as Hannah rightly said, although he's 5 months dead, it's probably only 3.5 months since people stopped saying condolences and knocking at the door and laying wreaths and months' minds and mass and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
But is it not far more important to respect people when they're alive? The man is dead now.
Well, she clearly didn't have much respect for him when he was alive and she's out dating after 5 months.
Well, I don't agree. It's not that odd tonight. I'm shocked at this.
Yeah.
I'm shocked at this. I think she was...
Yeah, sorry, Mike, it wouldn't be you anyway, no? Or it would be, I don't know. Would you be out dating?
No. One second, look, as I say, hassle for course and things like that. But as I say, in my case, I'm not there yet. Like, I've no interest in
women.
And
enough of them.
And one second now, you say there on the internet now and all that crack. I was on TikTok there.
Mike, can I ask you something? If you met a woman and she said, I lost my husband 5 months ago, how would you feel about that?
I lost my husband 5 months ago.
Would you be like your grand love?
Am I a stepping stone or is she actually into me? Or,
am I just on the rebound here?
Yeah.
She's on the rebound. She's on the rebound.
I'm asking Mike.
Mike, would you date somebody who'd only lost her husband a couple of months ago?
What should I have been if the chemistry was there?
Oh, Jesus.
Hell. Not
him. And if she brought you back into the house, would you jump into the marital bed?
I don't know.
The man has only passed away in the bed recently.
She came home on her own, Niall.
Like, you know?
On this occasion?
On this occasion.
Yeah, but Mike, if you're in a restaurant with her and she's across the table and she starts crying and starts talking about her husband she lost 5 months ago, would you be willing to sit there and hold her hand and like be like, you know, listen and, or are you are you coming home or me or not?
I would be a listener, yeah.
So you deal with our complications, our baggage. Stay there for a second, Hannah and Angela and Nora. Thank you, Mike. I have to be honest, I am just shocked at the opinions of some women on this, to be honest with you, particularly women. Not Hannah. Hannah's on my side here, without a shadow of a doubt. Hannah's the only sensible one on the show tonight. Sorry, Nora and Angela. They're having to go with the kids now, for God's sake. I'm asking, it's an email from a kid. When I say kid, they're in their 20s, obviously, and they have a younger brother too, and they're horrified that only 5 months after their father had died, and the mother was understandably heartbroken, allegedly, because she lost the love of her life, you know, she's now back dating again. And she went out for a date, she was all dressed up, and just blasé said it to them. They said, oh, you look lovely tonight, man, where are you going? Well, I'm going out for a date. And then just out the door, gone. They waited up for her that night to come home. Big argument ensued. They believed she was disrespecting the memory of their father, who's only dead 5 months. Is that too soon to move on? Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Now, let me just bring Eddie into the conversation here. Eddie, hi, how are you?
Noel, good evening.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you for coming on and joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
I'm just being very polite to everybody tonight, so go on.
Noel, I totally agree with you.
Thank you, Eddie. I mean,
the fucking sheets on the marital bed haven't even been changed yet. Rigor mortis hasn't even set in. Oh, and she's out bleeding, meeting someone else.
Oh, don't make me laugh. My side is hurting, and every time I laugh, it gets worse.
You know what I mean?
Eddie, it's, Eddie.
Yes, I hear you the fourth time.
She's
obviously... Where did I say she's a dirty bitch?
Because you just turned around and said the sheets on the bed haven't been changed. 5 months.
That's a joke.
That's a joke.
It's a bit of a cliche, Angela.
I was just like,
yeah.
I know, that's why I was saying it. Ha ha, I was joking.
It's just a cliche, Angela.
You were. Eddie, you couldn't wait to jump down my throat.
Hang on. 5 months, do you think it's too soon?
Oh, it's too raw. Far too raw. I mean, what's it going to be like at his year anniversary and all the family go up to the cemetery? She's going to bring her new bow with her. You know what I mean?
Why not?
Just far too raw. Far too raw. 5 months, you're still grieving. and again, like, I'd be like you, Noel. If I was in a restaurant and I seen that lady with a fella, no, I wouldn't go over and make a scene like you said, but I'd be like, Jesus Christ. You think it's fucking hell. He's only gone away weekend and she's out already.
That's the way people think. Balls to do that.
I know. I agree with you there.
Niall goes, I'll go over and I'll say it.
I would.
Like, hey, yeah.
No, I would.
No. Do you know what he'd do? He'd use it as a topic on the radio the next night. He wouldn't have the ball. You're right.
I'd be very subtle about it. I'd just go over and say, condolences on the recent loss of your husband.
You'd probably run outside getting a taxi and then send her a text. You wouldn't have the stones to go over.
You go away, Karen would drag you out of the... Get out of that door.
The thing is, I actually would be like Niall. I'd go over and be like, how are you doing? You know, I'd be like, make sure she knows that I know what she's doing, you know.
Because it's only 5 months, right? Every single person that knows her will be thinking the same. He won't say it to her. No one will have the stones to say it to her, but he'll all be thinking, Jesus, that's a bit raw. Only 20 weeks? You know what I mean?
But maybe she's a strong woman. She's not worried about what people think.
But I think as a woman myself, right, if I lost my husband tomorrow, and even if I wanted to go out, I wouldn't dare do it because I'd be mortified.
Hannah has a reputation.
Yeah.
So herein lies the question.
Has Angela got a reputation? Is that the question?
I don't have a reputation.
Different type of reputation.
She's giving it like a year and a half to 2 years.
Angela, you have a different type of reputation. That's all.
No, back to truck up. You're saying I don't have a reputation.
No, it's just a different type of reputation.
What kind of reputation?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
Billy Big Boss. What kind of reputation?
You're known as carefree. You know what I mean? You're kind of carefree.
You don't care what people think. And some people are like that.
Our phone number's in every toilet in County Clare.
Eddie, I'm actually scared that you know I live in Clare. I'm very scared.
So Eddie, how long do you wait? What's the time?
Well, I would say definitely till the 4th anniversary. Because like you say, it's a year till you can put a gravestone on it. So definitely give it 12 months. I think it's very raw.
Is it a year? I think it's... Did they put a gravestone?
Yeah, it's a year.
Someone said it there.
It is a year for a headstone.
Yeah. I think it's very raw. Definitely a year. Because it's a massive change in your life. And again, and also, not just what I'm saying about other people, what they say, but have a bit of respect for your kids because they'll probably hear rumours around. You know what I mean? And it's not nice.
Yeah, and this is what I'm worried about. See, you know. Go ahead, sorry, Anna.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh, sorry, Angela, go ahead.
Nora. Okay. But I will go ahead. I'll just say...
I can say
sorry.
All,
Okay, that was just a random female voice. I don't know who it was. Go on.
I go.
Niall. Yes, Angela.
Go on, Nora. Go on, Nora.
No, Nora's gone.
It's you. Oh, is she? Okay. Well, the way I look at it is, right?
Mm.
If it was the kids and they were friends with Niall, then they would definitely be listening to rumours because he'll be spreading it all over the place that she's on Tinder and riding all around her. There you go.
But that's the fear for the children, like, that she has that reputation.
This is someone's mother who got dressed and came downstairs and said, I'm going on a date.
Mm.
If that was my mother after losing my father 5 months ago, I'd be like, my mom and this guy have been flirting for a long time. B, my mom was obviously unhappy. Like, no person that was happy would even think or dream of doing that. I'm sorry.
But you can't say that. You can't say that.
But she just did say it, and she's right.
I can say that.
I agree. My jaw would hit the floor.
Niall, I like the way you knocked Nora off and left me on my own.
I know. I have somebody come on now to back you up.
AJ, you're in trouble.
No, we have somebody coming on now to back you up. You're all right. Don't worry about it.
Is it Steve, is it?
No. You're joking. I'm worried. Like Hannah, I'm worried about the kids. And you're judging the kids and telling the kids to shut up and mind their own business, essentially. You know, the kids are looking at her. That's their dad. They loved their dad, too. They're not going to go and replace him with somebody else and say, we want a new dad. You know what I mean?
She's not the only one that's grieving. No, they're all grieving.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth.
She might as well have just said to the kids, I'm going out to get you a new daddy.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. And just when I said it, I said he's going to say, oh, we're getting you.
Can I say one thing?
You can say more than one thing. You can say as many things as you want, Anna.
I'm sorry. The kids are in their 20s, right? But, like, roll back a few years, and if it happened and the kids were in their 5, 6, 7, 8 year old, you would never dream of doing it.
Maybe it's because the kids are grown now.
She's like, oh, you know.
Well, you can say that. I can turn around and say, what if they didn't have kids? What if they didn't have kids? Is it still too soon?
Well, if she loves them,
Yeah, because your man, the guy that died, the poor lad, God bless him, he's up there in heaven listening to the show now or whatever he is. He has parents, he has brothers, he has sisters probably. And they all know what she's up to. The dirty thing.
Angela, how long should you wait, Angela? 5 months, 4 months, 3 months? What would your limit be?
A year? 3 days.
No, if you're saying it's okay after 5 months, what would be your timeline?
The wake, that night at the wake, Angela?
Well, I do know someone who did that. I told Jesus. You about that before.
Outside A&E?
I do know someone who was with someone the night of the wake, and it was a disgrace. But it is whenever you feel.
Are you defending the person that was doing it outside the mortuary or the wake?
Okay. So you're just about to say whenever you feel it's okay, whenever you feel comfortable. Yeah, that's what you were about to say, Angela, wasn't it?
No.
Okay. So what if hold on. Drop the mic moment. So what if she felt comfortable after 6 weeks? Would you have a problem with that then?
None of my business. If she felt comfortable after 6 weeks, that is her choice.
You're sitting on the fence now.
Let me go to Michael. Maybe Michael will back her up here.
No, it's her choice.
Michael, hi. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
Good. Michael, is 5 months too soon?
Well, I personally think it's 12 months.
12 months. He's not going to back you up, Angela. Come
on. Michael, you have to back me up.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you can, Michael. Sorry, Angela.
Okay. I was only 10 when my mother died, all right?
Yeah.
And all she said to my father on her deathbed, she took a massive heart attack.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry to hear that.
But unfortunately, these things happened. But she asked him, right, to look after the kids. He did, right? He had his chances with other women. Not interested. And when he was asked as to why he wouldn't remarry, he said, till death was part. That was it.
Ah.
Amazing.
That's what you call love.
And
that is real.
How would I put it? All those years later, 18 years later, when he died himself, with the family reared, he'd done his job, right?
Yeah.
He, what do you call it? He was in Baggot Street Hospital. He was dying of cancer. And he said, I have to go now, he says. And we all looked, you know, and he said, out straight, he says, I have to go. Your mother's waiting for me.
That's really nice.
And we all looked around at each other, and he was dead in the bed.
That was really nice. Yeah. And that's what you call true love, Angela. Something you know nothing about by the sounds of things.
You honestly think I'm going to open my mouth after that story?
That's a lovely story.
It's a beautiful story. Yeah. But I'm not going to open my mouth.
Okay, but I mean, Michael, would you judge somebody? Have you heard that one of your mates, you know, his wife died, and then, you know, 2 or 3 months later or 5 months later, he's out on the prowl, you know, looking for dates? Would you judge him?
I wouldn't be too keen about it.
Yeah, it's just disrespectful, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, my daughter died, and she's only 19 months old. The mother of the daughter, who I divorced and got rid of, because 3 weeks after, she died.
Oh, don't go too much into your own personal story, Michael. I can't do that on the air and talk about your divorce or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, but anyway, it's the same. We split up, done and dusted. Anyway,
I'm sorry to hear about that loss, by the way. That's terrible. Yeah, lose a child.
I came home, right, from overseas, and I found her in bed with another bloke.
Oh, Jesus.
So, needless to say, she was out of the house so fast, her feet couldn't touch the ground.
Well, that's a different thing. We talked about separation and divorce earlier on. And for some people, okay, separation can be quite dramatic. It can be like losing somebody to death. But for most people, separation and divorce is something that is coming. In other words, they generally fall out of love, hate each other, despise each other, or catch each other cheating, or whatever it happens to be. Anyway, listen, Michael, thank you for telling us that. That was a lovely story, by the way, to end off the topic with. Angela, Eddie, thank you very much indeed. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Eddie, for backing me up. Hannah, you've been amazing.
Nice, Eddie. Nice, Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah, you've been amazing. Oh, so Hannah, we just lost her. There you go. I was going to tell her she was being amazing, but she kind of just vanished off my screen. Anyway, thank you, Angela. Thank you, Eddie.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.